Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Made Whole with MG Page. I am your host, MG Page, and it is my delight and honor to be with you this morning. I'm so excited because this is the launching of Made Whole Radio. And normally, for those of you that listen to Let's Talk About Love Radio, you'll hear our sound guy give the announcement and give information at the end of the broadcast about how you can contact us and, you know, what the program is basically about. But he has been under the weather, under doctor's care, and had to have emergency surgery. His name is Elder Milando Echols. So please do keep him in prayer. And we're just going to continue to lift up one another. I have a wonderful, wonderful, awesome woman of God who is on the air with us this morning, who's going to share some very, very vital information that you will need. And before we get into our talk this morning, I want to share a little bit with you about the vision for Made Whole. Many of you may not know, but some of you probably do know, I have had my own personal battle with various health issues from a child. And it's not, and I have to be careful how I say this, not the typical, or let me say it this way, not what you would commonly see as far as, you know, those illnesses that plague people, and especially in the Black community, with hypertension and stroke and heart disease, you know, diabetes. It was never any issue with that, to God be the glory. But serious enough where I really had to reconsider how I lived. And some of us don't really recognize and understand that when we say, especially as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, when we say that, you know, he lives in us, greater is he who lives in us than he that's in the world. If he really lives in us, then that means that we are his temple. We are the temple of God. And so you can't treat the temple any kind of way. Amen. In the same manner, I hope you would not go into your church or synagogue, or, you know, even those of you who are Islamic, go into your mosque or whatever place of holy worship that you attend. You would not go in and start spraying profanity on the walls, and you wouldn't go in and just defile the temple. Amen. But a lot of us do that with our bodies. We do. And so I'll share with you briefly. We can talk about it on another program. But I've been diagnosed with a very rare disease in 1998 called syringomyelia. Very, 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 very rare. And it's, for the sake of time, I won't get too detailed into it. But consider this. If you are plagued even with a common cold every flu season, there is a way to combat these issues by using holistic means. Now, what am I saying? And let me make this announcement. We are not by any means saying do not follow your doctor's care. We're not saying that. So by all means, do understand that Made Whole Radio with MG Page is not saying don't obey your doctor's orders. What we are saying is that there are ways that you can combat many of the symptoms and even the root cause of certain situations if you would implement some simple steps, practical steps, that can help you overcome some of the issues that you're dealing with in your physical man, okay? And so for that reason, I personally have been dealt with concerning what I eat, exercise, you know, and it's not all physical. Some of us, our solution is as simple as getting closer to the Word of God, getting in prayer. But we are tripart beings, mind, which is our, you know, our intellect, our soul, body and spirit, soul, body and spirit. And here at Made Whole Radio, we are assigned to help the people of God, amen, to live a consecrated lifestyle. What does that mean? Does that mean that you're praying on your face all day, 24 hours a day? No. Men ought to always pray, yes. But what we're saying is to give your body back to God. Come on. So that you can live your best life, serving him and being used of him. How can you do the work of the ministry and you're sick? That's not the will of God. Now, hear what I'm saying. Doesn't mean that we're not going to be challenged by certain issues. It doesn't mean that. But there is a way to overcome.
There is a better way. Glory to God. And so we found that way. Now, our guest this morning is like I said, an awesome woman of God. She is an entrepreneur. She has several projects going on right now. I met her through the It Works network marketing program, and some of you may have seen that, where we had all natural products that were being used to help your body to heal in various areas. And she has just been a blessing in my life. And I know that she has some very vital information to share with you all this morning on our topic, which is traditional medicine versus alternative medicine. Many of us are on prescription medications, and there's, again, we're not saying don't take your medication, but even if you look on the commercials that advertise a lot of new medications, they're all these new names and new diseases, it seems, that are coming out of the woodworks, and there's a pill for everything. If your eye itches, take a pill, you know, and then there's side effects that seems to break down everything else. So then the question becomes, oh my goodness, should I take it at all? Because there's so many other side effects. So we want to get into a practical, insightful discussion about exactly what we can do to help alleviate some of those problems, okay? Jamie English, are you here with us this morning?
Yes, good morning, I'm here.
Welcome to Made Whole with MG Page. We're so delighted that you wanted Matt Robbie to come and share with us this morning. And as I was sharing with our listening audience, you have been such a blessing to me. I remember reaching out to you to ask for questions about essential oils, because I had been introduced to that in a bookstore about the benefits of essential oils and things like that. So I just thank God that you thought it not robbery to be with us. And I want to find out from you, if you could share with us, when it comes to making a choice between traditional meds and alternative medicine, a holistic means of maintaining health care, how important is it for people to consider alternative medicine? You know, because a lot of us, well, no, you know, all natural, you know, a lot of us have shied away from the old folk, so to speak, remedies. But how important is it to even consider implementing alternative medicine as part of your health and wellness regimen?
Well, thanks for asking. I think it is crucially important to consider alternative treatments in our lives, because many illnesses can be prevented or healed with natural methods, where you may not even need a prescription from your doctor. Essentially, these treatments that are available are made and originated from the earth, which God has created and prepared for us in advance, because he knew we would need these things to heal our bodies. So like with food, particularly raw foods, raw fruits and vegetables, herbs. I mean, there are so many options and resources available, and we have to, you know, open our minds to explore this other way of life that's there for us, waiting for us to pick it up and to be healed and have the faith to believe that it's possible to be treated with a less harmful way and take action.
I like what you said. You said that there are a couple things that you said, and that's an excellent way of saying that, because it's the truth. God has given us these things from the very beginning because he knew we would need them. And then you said we have to open up our minds. It's really, you know, we have been trained a certain way. I believe that even as children, if our parents have not kind of instilled in us to eat a certain way, the proper way, we kind of continue on with what we have been traditionally taught, you know, or what we have been given as children. We kind of followed that out. Even here in the Southland where I live, it is so common, you know, for them during the holidays, especially, you know, to eat a lot of excess food, certain types of food that are really not the healthiest choice, you know, and because it's tradition and because we were raised that way, we carry that on into the next generation. So I agree with you. That's awesome. That is, we have to really open our minds to, try something different. And it's something you said also about raw foods. If you wouldn't mind sharing, why does that seem to be so difficult for some of us to think of even totally changing your dietary habits? Why is that so hard?
I think it goes back to what you said about the conditioning of, you know, living with our parents or grandparents and seeing how they cook food, and we're carrying that on today. So we're used to a certain taste of cooked food, and when we taste mm-hmm. it in its raw form, you know, we may not like it because it doesn't have any additives in it. You know, we're not adding butter or salt or sugar in it. So it, when you
yes.
add those things, it changes the taste of the food. But, you know, that's mm-hmm. when I think it becomes like an addiction, because if you can't try it another way without all of those additives, you know, in my opinion, you're addicted to that sugar or that salt or that butter. And
yes.
the only way mm-hmm. to break that addiction is to free yourself from it, and then to just try and explore it. And it's really, over time, you realize it's really not as bad as you thought it was, because you can combine things that may not taste so good with something that tastes good, like an apple, because apples are sweet, or pineapples, because those are sweet. And then you blend them all together,
mm-hmm.
and you just drink it in its natural and purest form, and your body will reap the rewards.
That's awesome. That's awesome. It's interesting that you said that with the taste. There are so many ways that you can implement different ingredients and combine them to make something very tasteful. And
yeah.
I want to encourage those that are listening. There are many of you that are under the sound of our voices who are battling illnesses, chronic illnesses that can be reversed, and even, I honestly believe, completely eradicated if
mm-hmm.
you would implement certain changes, very simple, minor changes. And again, it starts with your mindset, your thinking. You know, sometimes we say, oh, I don't like, I can't. We have to get rid of that thinking and recognize that it's really a matter of life and death for a lot of us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so can you share with us, how does traditional medicine benefit us? You know, when we go to the doctor, you have a boo-boo, and they'll give you, you know, take two of these and call me in the morning. How does traditional, and how has it benefited us?
Okay, traditional medicine can be beneficial in some ways because of all the advanced technologies that we now have access to, which is helpful,
mm-hmm.
you know, to see problems sometimes before they're started or to see how serious they are. And
mm-hmm.
doctors can also explain based on their training and their education and sometimes diagnose us and tell us what problems we are having. So those are
yes.
the biggest benefits that I can see with them.
Yes. I've often heard, I've heard it said, mm-hmm. especially in Christendom, that, you know, even though you may not agree, there are a lot of people that are sticklers about not taking any medicine at all. I mean, you mentioned a
mm-hmm.
pill, a prescription, an elixir, and they're like, absolutely not. I'm not taking nothing. I'll boil my leaves, or I'll, you know, I'll drink this juice. So they have some type of home remedy. But then I will always hear someone else say, well, God made doctors. You know, Luke was a doctor. And that is so true. We do have technological advances that have saved many, many lives, you know, and so we just thank God for that. Many cancers have been placed in remission because of the combination of, you know, traditional medicine and doing what you have been instructed under a doctor's care. So that's very important, very important. Now, sure has, on the flip side, has traditional
mm-hmm.
medicine failed us?
Yeah, traditional medicine has failed us, I believe, because many docs are not properly trained on prevention. They're trained on diagnosing and prescribing medication, not necessarily on prevention. Traditional medicine has also failed us because we've allowed profits to become more important than saving lives. Because
wow.
a lot of doctors are funded by these pharmaceutical drug companies to push these drugs on their patients. And, you know,
oh my
profits
goodness.
Are more important than our lives, which is really sad.
Wow. Did you all hear that? And I'm sure you can attest to, again, when you're watching television sometimes, I mean, every other commercial is advertising from pill some new breakthrough medicine that's supposed to fix this, fix that. And I mean, there's just a host of, the side effects alone, it's like unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
They have to read, and they have to give you this list so that you will know what you're getting yourselves into when you take this medication. And in that way, this is exactly what you were saying, Jamie, how the doctors are, they are given perks. They're actually
mm-hmm.
given perks when they prescribe medicine to their patients. You know, something as simple as a runny nose. Oh, take this Nasonex, and I don't have a problem with that. I have been prescribed that in the past. But what I'm saying is there are other natural ways that you can help the situation without poisoning your body with all of the chemicals or what have you that may be associated with prescription medication. Another thing I'd like to share, I remember one day, this was maybe year before last, and I was really being challenged about my diet because when you have a busy lifestyle, running and ripping and you wear so many hats, the easiest thing is to do is seemingly now, to grab something quick. And a lot
mm-hmm.
of times, because we're surrounded by so much fast food, I mean, there's like four or five in one area, you know, where you
mm-hmm.
can just drive through, grab something, call it a day, and, you know, supposedly be filled for the moment at least. But this particular day, I had just come from a sandwich shop, and I had stopped at another store, and this gentleman was walking down the street with a stalk of broccoli. I kid you not. He had broccoli, and I, you know, the same way a child would carry an ice cream cone, he was carrying his broccoli.
Wow.
Broccoli. Yes, and chewing his broccoli and walked right in front of my car. I said, no way. So I called the gentleman over because I got convicted. I called him over. I said, sir, may I ask you a question? I said, why are you walking down the street eating this broccoli like this? And my kids were in the car. Ma, oh, God, you always got to talk to somebody. I said, no, y'all don't understand. The God is trying to say something. And so
yes.
he comes over. He shares his story about how he had a heart attack the year before. And when he went to the hospital, there was the doctor there that treated him. This was here in South Carolina. And the doctor called him on the phone after he was released, called his home personally, and said, if you begin to eat raw foods, your body is going to be completely healed. You will never have
mm-hmm.
a stroke. You will never have heart.
Yes.
And this was a doctor. And so there
yes.
are physicians that know that there is a better way. You know, not
mm-hmm.
all doctors are out to just get, you know, incentives and perks from prescribing medicines. There are doctors that really care about the well-being of the patients and who believe in using herbs and, you know, foods, the proper foods and what have you, to promote health and wellness. I just wanted to throw that in there. Share that testimony. And no, Sister Paige has not been walking around eating no broccoli. I am not going to lie. Not like that anyway.
And that's so funny. If I can just add a personal story that I experienced
yes.
last week.
Yes.
So, you know how you said, you know, when we are busy in our lives and, you know, we're running and it's kind of challenging sometimes to stop and get something healthy to eat. So what
mm-hmm.
I committed to do last week was a bag of organic carrots from the market, and they were just kind of sitting in my fridge for a couple of days or so. So I ended up taking them to work with just that and nothing else. And I knew I would get hungry at some point. So it's like I kind of forced myself to, and I just waited to eat, and I was so hungry that I had no choice but to eat this whole bag of carrots. So
wow.
when you're hungry, you know, you'll eat something, because if you're that hungry, you're like, look, I have to eat something. My energy is getting low, so I ate the whole bag of carrots, something
wow.
I normally wouldn't do, but I forced myself to do that intentionally. And it was so good.
So. You see that? And I'm positive, I'm quite sure that after you ate that, it kind of proves to you that this is, how would you say, this is one of the ways that you can kind of, I don't want to say trick yourself, but kind of
yes.
force yourself, you know, into changing
mm-hmm.
those bad habits by making something available. Grab something, you know, even in our grocery shopping, I've been trying to train myself to stay in the produce section, you know, kind of stay in that area and grab fruits and vegetables and make it the only choice really that I have, aside from the whole grains and what have you, so that that temptation is not there. You know, well, you know, you need to just grab hot dogs for those days when you can, you know, you're rushing and you could just, no way. You know,
right.
Really,
right.
You have to kind of program yourself, you know, to get change the pattern, if you will.
Yeah.
That's an excellent example. Now you're going to make me buy some carrots and put it in my refrigerator at work. Now, would you explain what is the benefit of utilizing alternative and holistic medicines versus prescription meds? What would be the benefit of doing that?
Alternative medicines are usually safer for the body. So there are less harmful risks. Of course, some things you have to take, you know, as instructed in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
The harmful effects are very low. Whereas many prescription drugs come with treacherous warnings before you even consider taking them. There are some alternative options, you know, that may be consumed with certain rules, and, you know, you can't overdose or overdo it, but it's safe. It's taken in the proper parameters. And pharmaceutical companies have become so strategic in their marketing efforts using subliminal marketing, like you mentioned before, the commercials you watch or, you know, that we see on TV, to where they can be playing pictures of people who look really happy, but they're grabbing this medicine that they're, you know, the drug that they're using this medicine for, but you see the picture because we're visual people. So we're looking at these people and we're not really paying attention to what they're saying. And the things they're saying are serious and sometimes fatal consequences for even taking those drugs. And we begin to ignore those warning signs.
Wow. So share with us your personal experience that you've had that has made you more aware, because awareness is key. You know, the Bible says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You hear a lot of people say, oh, I didn't even know. What was it, or was there any particular thing in your past experience that made you more aware of the need of implementing alternative medicine in your own health regimen?
Yes, it was my mother. She was, she led a pretty healthy life. She bought a lot of healthy foods in our home. We didn't have a lot of sugar in our home, and I actually did not like it. I was annoyed with it because I would go over to my friend's house, and they can have, like, these really good foods that I thought tasted good.
Wow.
So I was not interested at all, but she set the foundation because her life, she was rarely sick. She rarely even had a cold throughout her life. And even though I wasn't interested at the time, that foundation was set. So by the time I got in my late 20s, God just brewed something in me that made me completely interested in alternative medicine and to start changing my eating habits and the way that I live. And I just use them in our home. We use alternatives, like, for instance, like sugar or something. We replace it with an alternative sweetener that's less harmful, such as like maple syrup, or just reducing our sugars. Instead of butter, we use coconut oil.
Yes.
Instead of table salt, we use Himalayan sea salt. We just, you know, it's not about perfection, but it's just about improving as you go along. So if you see something that you know isn't that great to use, or you hear a lot of bad things about it, you just find the natural alternative to it.
Yes, it's minor changes.
Yeah.
And I like that you said that even as a child, because with my grandson, he loves smoothies. I try to let him taste on mine when I make them with the kale and what have you, and he loves it. But if someone else comes along and introduces something else, it's sweet, it's yummy, it tastes good, but, you know, we have to be the ones to reinforce what our children, you know, eat, what our family eats. And sometimes if you've been eating a certain way so long, they'll buck up against it. But the more they'll see the change in you, they'll come along eventually. I believe that. That's good.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to people who have been on prescription medications for chronic illness for a long time? Like, there are some people that have been taking high blood pressure medicine or water pills or whatever prescription medication for a long time. They may be thinking, you know what, I've been taking this so long, I'm not going to change now, you know, or afraid to even add something else that would benefit their body in addition to taking the prescription med. What advice would you give them?
I would say to explore alternative medicine. Read up on it. Do your research. Talk to people who apply it to their lives. Like, there's a lot of information, you know, online nowadays and Facebook groups. Like, people who are healing their own bodies of cancer and AIDS and herpes and all of these diseases, you know, and illness and multiple sclerosis. They're out there and they're talking in groups, and, you know, they're sharing information that they know. So this is serious. Like, this is our life. Like you said, our temple.
Yes.
So we have to take this seriously and just explore it and seek the truth. And I believe once you start seeking the truth will be revealed to you. Many people have died prematurely due to lack of information or lack of research in exploring these alternatives. It's worth it to remove the addictions to, you know, some of these bad foods like sugars and salts and things like that and find a solution for it. I would just say
indeed.
Just try it and know that it takes time for your body to heal. Some people want a fast results. They're in pain. They want to get out that pain immediately. And natural alternatives, you know, take time because it didn't take overnight for your body to get to that point. It took many, many years for that to happen usually. So give your body time to heal properly. Give it the proper things it needs. It needs proper vitamins, proper minerals to survive and to thrive. You may see that you may take some pharmaceutical medicines to fix to fix one area, but then you find out that it may cause a breakdown in another part of your body. So the question is it really effective? Temporary relief should not be a reason to damage your body permanently, in my opinion.
Absolutely. I like that. Temporary relief. And we're so used to being microwave society. We want quick results. We want quick, you know. But just like Jamie said, it didn't take you overnight to get into that condition. So you have to give it time, consistency. Be diligent about giving your body the right things. Thank you so much for that, Jamie. I'm going to ask you to help me wrap this up with one more thing. Would you please share how important it is to develop a balance? Because some of us are all over the place. We have about a minute and a half. Would you just share the importance of balance, developing balance?
Yes. Balance is extremely important. It centers us. If we can have balance in our eating habits, like I said, it doesn't have to be perfect, but you're doing the best that you can, and you're working on your mind as well. Meaning you're open to hearing other people who have different ways of doing things that you're used to. So that creates a center, and I believe balance creates peace. You know, you can exercise, you can be walking or things like that, and then you start to gain peace in your life, and it's just important to center yourself as often as possible.
Wow. I love that. It's important to center your soul. And you know what that means for me? Set out somewhere. Take a visit. Get yourself together, you know. Our time is running out. I'm going to have you come back on the same topic because I have a whole lot more that I need to ask you, and this is just not ample time. So we're going to schedule you to come on back and share with us. For those of you that have been listening, this is Jamie English. You can find out more information about her on Made Whole's Facebook page, and you can go to jamieenglish.org and see all of the wonderful, wonderful things this young lady is doing. She is a life coach, a mentor, and so much more. Entrepreneur. She's in real estate. Listen, go to her website and get some information. Reach out to her, and you stay in touch with us. I'll be posting up our next airtime and date. God bless you, and thank you for listening to Made Whole Radio. Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you. Thank you. It was an honor.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.